And, like, who do you want to be as a person?
Me. Whatever that looks like. I don't know what that looks like, what that entails, but I will be the sexiest man alive.
Get on my motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shakoya D.
Being Breeze,
this is your boy Damani.
And if this is your first time here, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be music, it could be anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we just wanted to bring you guys in on those. If you haven't already, don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Also, if you want to watch this Patreon. You want to watch this
podcast.
Take
your time, best.
Live. We do record them live.
Authenticity.
Also, if you want to watch this podcast live, we do record our podcast live weekly, and we do record them at least 1 to 2 months in advance before releasing them. You can join our Patreon if you want to talk to us during our podcast. If you want to ask questions, sway the conversation, join our podcast for the
Patreon. Join our Patreon for the low price of three of them things. That's $3. $1 for you. $1 for you, $1 for me. And again, don't forget to push that bell, like, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. Stop playing with that, man.
And by you joining our Patreon, it helps us to create higher quality content more frequently. And yeah, that's all I got. I don't know what's happening with my brain right now.
Smoothie. Brain freeze.
Or where my thoughts are going for real, but I'm gonna do better today. So today I do not have an accent.
I have the accent. I don't know where I'm from on this day, but my accent is here.
So Breeze has an accent. He's also whispering his accent, so hopefully you guys can hear him. But I completely forgot what I was going to say. How are you guys?
I am fantastic.
Why does he whisper?
You sound hoarse.
I am fantastic.
You sound hoarse.
And African.
Yeah.
We have watched.
Yeah, not. I don't know if they have
watched.
I don't know how they would feel about your accent. I think it needs a little work. You got to do the whole episode with it. That's how you get to practicing.
Okay.
Because my London accent was terrible.
Terrible. First, I have to figure out where I'm from.
Oh, yeah. Pick a country. And then...
Give me a country.
Tanzania.
Jesus Christ.
I think that was Jamaican. Oh, man. That is funny.
Hope everything's okay outside.
Word is a lot of sirens happening right now. How are you?
I'm doing swell. My eyes bothering me a little bit, but I'm good.
That's good to hear. Me, myself, glad you guys asked. I'm feeling better than yesterday. My allergies were allergizing, and yeah, it was terrible. I have severe allergies, so. That's what they say. I think they're severe.
When you just be hating.
I mean, yes. But it's so much pollen out here. Like, it's a lot of pollen out here. The fact that I cannot really drive with the windows down for real without having a mask on is a lot. It's ridiculous. I think it's also because our cars are parked under trees. So it's like it's already piling on the car. So
even if it wasn't under a tree, it would be piling on your car.
But not as much. You're right. When I was working.
Just be in the air.
When I was working in Duluth, I used to come out from work. There was no trees like directly near my car. And my car used to be just yellow. Yeah, it was. Wild time.
Crikey's, mate.
But I am feeling better than yesterday, so, which is great. I'm not 100% yet. Have sneezed a couple times, but I'm a lot better. A lot better. So, yeah. What are we talking about today, y'all?
That's a legit idea. You want to be honest?
I thought we was going to go with his topic first.
I thought it was going with his, and if it sprinkled over,
mine
was hers. Well, yeah, well, what's all yours? Right. Pardon me.
Okay, I have a question. What do you guys want to be when you grow up? Or who do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be the same thing I wanted to be when I was little.
What's that, an NBA player?
Before that, before I was introduced to basketball.
What did you want to do before that?
Artist.
Oh, duh. I was really like, what did you want to do before basketball? I never knew this. Oh, that makes so much sense.
I'm an artist, just drawing and painting and music. So that's what I'm working towards now.
And like, who do you want to be as a person?
Me. Whatever that looks like. I don't know what that looks like, what that entails, but I will be the sexiest man alive.
Let's pop, man. Let's pop. That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
How about you?
How about me? Similar thing.
Sexiest man alive?
I was gonna get that regardless, but it's gonna be different years. But they rotate. But
I take the I take the evil.
But I would want to be the same person. I will not the same person, but the person who I've been aiming towards since I was a kid, which is artist, creative, living superhero, all that good stuff. Shaking the room.
Yeah.
My bad. Artist, creative, living superhero. All that good stuff.
Living superhero.
Yeah, minus the like
vigilante.
Yeah,
part.
Vigilante. But I don't want to be vigilante. So it's dangerous.
So what is the So explain being a living superhero minus the vigilante. What does that look like?
You know, just do the good deeds, speak to the people, help the people, help myself. Is it really bothering you?
The sound.
It's not even that loud. You can't even hear it, can you?
Yes.
It's not that loud. You're not even gonna be able to hear it in the playback.
After she edits this out.
Not even gonna be able to hear.
All right.
That's all I got right now. What about you?
I feel like I asked the question and I did not think about the answer.
I can tell.
What do you mean you can tell?
Just a feeling.
Okay. Me. I guess same thing, like I want to be I don't know who I always wanted to be as a child. I think I'm becoming that person. But you guys said, artist, creative. I think the other aspects of being creative outside of music are like something that's newer to me. But I guess it's not. It's just stuff that I was doing. I just didn't consider it. Anyways, so for me, I guess I want to be, a millionaire. So freaking mad. Buy all of the things I never had. No? Okay. So I want to be, music superstar, so musician, artist, songwriter, the most amazing version of myself.
I was thinking, I want to be more than what I wanted to be. Greater. I don't just want to be artists.
Mm-hmm. I feel like
Timothy.
I feel like, I was writing about this morning a little bit, and I was just like, I imagine my life so much differently at this age. So, like, now looking at what I've done and all of that stuff and where I'm at now, like, I still want the same things at the core, but it's just, I'm doing so much more now. Like, I feel like, so let me ask you guys this question. Do you feel like your younger self would be proud of you? Did we ask this already?
I think so, in a way, but it wasn't this exact way. Definitely wasn't this topic, but it was along this line. But would I be, would Lil Breeze be proud of Big Breeze?
Lil Breeze and Benji be proud of him?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I think young me.
No Vision.
I think you're going to do it. I was waiting for it.
We got Breeze and Benji and Lil Vision.
Yeah, I think they would be fine. I think they would be like, they would be kind of shocked about the age.
Yeah.
Like, they'd be like, 20, what? Whoa.
I worry about that just earlier, too.
But outside of the age, I think they would be like, oh, wow, you're doing stuff that I didn't think I could actually do. Or maybe I thought I could do. So, like, you better be doing that. I thought you was going to be doing more. You know?
I think I would be proud. I think I would be proud that I'm actually doing the things. I feel like it'll be like a disappointment that it took so long for me to actually do the things. But it was a lot of remembering that had to happen in order for me to actually be able to do the thing. Well, remembering and letting go in order for me to be in the space to actually do the thing and learning.
Smart. So do you feel like...
Did you answer?
No. Mm-hmm. I think that...
She's trying to escape.
I'm trying to hold on to my question while I got it. Okay. So, I think my younger self will be very proud of me. Same thing about the age, but I think that this was time that I needed, like you said, to grow, but also to realize, like, when we graduated from college, we were just bigger kids. Like, we weren't adults yet.
Now we bigger.
Bigger kids, but, like, we're more so adults now. Like, versus, like, when we were younger, like, we thinking, okay, I graduate from college, I'm an adult, the adult world is da-da-da-da. But I think my younger self would be very proud of who I am. In this moment, and the things I'm doing, because, like, I'm making beats, and, like, I never wanted to do that. Like, I just wanted to write my songs, and, well, I guess I did want to do it, but not in the way that I'm doing it, if that makes sense. Long story short, I think that my younger self would be very proud of who I am, and in order for me not to forget my question, let me ask y'all this. Do you think that because you've done so much work, so much letting go, so much growing to get to this point, that it will be easier now to get to who you want to be when you grow up?
I wouldn't say easier because every time there's a test and we don't pass the test, the next test, it's slightly harder. It's like, I feel like it's slightly, it might be a little more obstacles or different things in a way than the last test. So if we kept failing the same test, the next test might not. Well, actually, it might be easier because, actually, let me recant that statement. It's going to be easier because now I'm actually operating in my gifts. So the opportunities are just abundant. So I'm not operating out of desperation. I'm operating out of my gifts. Mm-hmm. And my gifts are making room for me, which allows me to have a grandiose, a plethora of opportunities and options to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like that.
Word. What was there a question one more time? Sorry, it was Steve gone. I missed where we started. I just wanted to make sure we... Okay. I'm in the same ballpark because I was about to go to the other ballpark.
All right, before we do, I think we should just wait for the time.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure, you know, he was going, and I was like, my mind said, "Where we at? We playing baseball, right? Basketball, okay, basketball."
Lord have mercy. So, the question was. Mm. Now that you have done all of the work that you've done to get here to this point.
What's that? Work.
Sorry. Sorry, my smoothie. Now that you worked here to get to this point, you've done all of the unlearning, the work, the growing and stuff like that. Do you feel like it'll be easier to get to who you want to be when you grow up?
I think... I am already the person that I wanted to be when I grew up. I just didn't realize I was it. So, like, I guess everything going forward, like, the unlearning was just me, like, the unlearning is me, it's just me remembering to, like, to kind of get back to center. And I think going forward, I can't say it'll be easy. I just think I won't face the same challenges anymore. Like, I think... Now that we've beat this version of the game, it's a different game. Cause it's like before it was like you're on the same level and you're like, why am I not passing level? Right? I'm doing the thing. And it wasn't until you had a mindset shift where it's like, cool, now like this is done. I think the next levels aren't necessarily gonna be harder, just different. I think it'll be like different challenges, different things. Cause again, almost lost it. Cool. I think, this portion of it was like, all right, again, like unlearning past stuff, like figuring out, getting back to how I was when I was younger. And then I think the next stage is like, how would I operate if I didn't learn all of the stuff in between? Like this, like mm-hmm. the all that stuff. So it's like if I'm restarting, how would I have operated? What would I have encountered there? And it's like, how would this version of me operate? Like, how would the original version of me operate had I not, you know, went through imposter syndrome and went through whatever it is? So I think going forward, will it be easier? I just think it'll be different. I just don't think we'll be encountering the same challenges anymore. Like the same stuff. I don't think that's gonna be the challenge. I think the challenge is gonna be other stuff. Like, it's like, dang, like I feel like it's not enough time in the day, or maybe it is enough time in the day. It's like, I got so much stuff that I'm doing. How can I fit this into? Or maybe it's not that, or maybe it's just like the challenge of like balancing all of your ideas, balancing your actual like the success, whatever it is. I think that might be the new challenge as opposed to like the challenge of how do I get there.
Yeah. So I feel like the biggest challenges will probably be not knowing what's next. Like, we can prepare as much as we want, but until we get there, you're not going to know if we really prepared or not. But if we're there, we belong there. So, of course, we're prepared enough to do what we got to do. But mindset shift, it's all different to them.
So, you guys kind of said similar things and different things at the same time. You mentioned earlier, Breeze, about you had a lot of remembering to do to get to this point. And you mentioned that you feel like you're already the person that you always wanted to be. You just didn't know that you were always the person that you always wanted to be. And I agree with that. And I feel like life is just us remembering who we are. But I also feel like it is I guess because we have to remember it, it feels like a distant thing at times. Mm-hmm. It feels like, I don't know, the growing that you're doing is growing closer to yourself. But me personally, me personally, I feel like it will in some ways be easier. Not to say that it won't be hard at all, or the new challenges. I mean, there'll be new challenges, but I feel like it will be easier just because now in a space that I'm in, it's like I'm more willing to use the resources that I have and to think of the resources that I have and to be comfortable in the rooms that I'm in. Even to just be able to remind myself that I belong here gets me closer to the person that I am. Like, I guess my highest self. I guess that's what we're working toward, is to be our highest self, our truest self, I should say. So I feel like it will be a little bit easier. Because my biggest obstacle in the past has been me and my thought processes and me doubting myself. It hasn't been outside things. It's my biggest obstacle has literally been me. Whether it been it's me processing what somebody else said to me, or me remembering or seeing something and internalizing it as, and it affecting me in a way that I don't even realize, it was still me that was getting in my own way of remembering, of becoming, of being. So I think that it will be easier. Because I'm like you said, you operate in your gifts. You're not operating from desperation. Like, you're operating in who you are. And I think once you figure out how to operate in as yourself, like constantly just, and be confident in you operating as yourself, whatever that looks like, whatever that journey looks like, I feel like it makes things easier.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I was going to say two things. You said life is remembering. I do like that, but I feel like life is remembering until we remember. And then once we remember, now we could move accordingly.
So then my question is, like, at what point do you know that you remember? Like, fully remember?
I feel like it's a feeling thing. And then you also said it's, you feel like it's going to be easy. And I feel like the feeling of easiness will come because of fulfillment. So, like, I enjoy doing this. This is, as much as I'm pouring into whatever it is I'm doing, it's also pouring back into me. Mm-hmm. So now my cup is never full. Mind you, I'm probably working twice as hard or doing twice as many things, tasks, but my cup isn't empty. Like, it's not draining me at all. I might be tired, I might need a nap, but it's not draining me. Like, I enjoy this. So essentially, it's easier. It feels easier, but the effort that we're putting in is a lot more, probably because we care.
But I feel like that effort, so, like, I feel like a lot of times we equate effort to, I mean, we do equate effort to energy, right? So, like, I'm putting more energy into this thing, or maybe I am putting more effort, but I might not be putting as much of my energy into it. My energy isn't completely being drained by it, versus, like you were saying, it's pouring back into me, so I'm actually being refueled by this thing. Or even, like, the challenges, I'm agreeing with you, the challenges, they might be more enjoyable.
I don't argue, sweetheart.
I didn't want there to be no confusion. But the challenges, they might even be enjoyable at that point. Like, because, like you were saying, you're doing something that you love. So it's like, okay, if you're operating from a place of, like, this is something that I love to do, like, yeah, this is a little difficult right now, but it's keeping me here. Like, it's keeping my interest. It's like, oh, I didn't even know this was a thing. Like, I'm more interested in figuring out how to make this work, or why is this not working, or, like, just figuring out what is, how do we bring this into fruition, whatever that looks like.
Yeah, that's why I was saying I don't think like ease is the right word for, at least for me. I don't think it's like it's gonna be easy. It's just gonna be different because again, it's like the whole it was always me against the world thing, and I found out it was me versus me kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like initially, it's almost like if initially every time you were trying to fight, like or trying to attack a task, it's like you're fighting yourself and you're trying to fight the opponent at the same time. So it's like every punch you're throwing, like you're hitting yourself. And it's like now that you're not beating yourself up, like the challenge is only in front of you per se, but it's not the same challenge. Like it's like great, and it might be easier, and it might be, and sometimes it might be like, wow, this is how I imagine it is. Like now I'm operating as if, like, how would it look if I only operated in my gifts? And it's like, mm-hmm. what challenges come with only operating in your gift? I don't know what those challenges are, because again, I haven't always only operated in my gift. So now that I'm only operating in my gift, what comes with that? What comes with that? Mm-hmm. Not saying it's gonna be super super challenging or whatever, but what comes with that? I don't know what comes with that, which is what you were talking about. Like it's like the not knowing. And it's like, it may be, there's other things I think you deal with, just from how other people would describe it. But there's other things that you deal with that I don't think are necessarily harder, but I also don't think it's easy. I just think it's different. It's like going into, like one was algebra and one was geometry. It's like, mm-hmm. it's all math, but it's like, it's two totally different kind of problems or two totally different kind of like situations. And some people may be better at algebra, some people may be better at geometry, you know. So it's like just figuring out where you operate best, and it's like then these are the kind of challenges or whatever that we flourish in.
And I think that's why I chose the word, that's why I said it will be easier, but mm-hmm. I guess easier isn't the right description of it, but I don't know what other word could possibly be used. But because maybe it'll be more enjoyable. Like even throughout the journey, whatever challenges or whatever difficulties, whatever we're learning along the way, because essentially everything is just a lesson as we're going through. Like whatever we're learning as we are going through is more enjoyable. It doesn't feel like you're sitting through pre-calculus when you ask, could you be in algebra? Like it doesn't feel like you're being forced to take statistics when you just wanted to be an English major, like type of thing. Like it feels like, okay, even though, like you were saying, I'm tired, even though, you know, I want to go sit down, I want to relax, blah blah blah, I'm gonna finish this because I'm enjoying what I'm doing, and then I'm gonna take my break. But it's still just like, it's just different.
But and even with that, I feel like you could say, okay, I'm tired, let me take a break real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You're not beating yourself up because you've got so much done. Like, even if you spend an hour doing something that you enjoy, once you stop, you feel like revived.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's okay, I did what I had to do. I can always come back later today after I'm rested or after I clear my mind or whatever and come back.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's just a completely different experience. Damani has said something about, man, what was the last thing you were saying? Battling yourself.
Yeah, it's like fighting yourself and fighting the...
I was saying, he said something about, I don't know what he said, but then I started thinking about chess. So basically the problems are different. Mm-hmm. That's what you were talking about. The problems, you never devoted all of you, all of your energy to operating as if you were, well, operating in your gifts. So now the problems are different. So, and I'm looking at it as like it's chess. When you're playing chess, essentially you're playing yourself because you are thinking about a couple moves ahead that the next person doing. So basically you're playing by yourself and it's like, okay, so if I was on that side, what would I do? So it's more of a mental thing now. Like now I'm not just working, complaining about, oh, I can't wait until I, or if I once this happens, I'm a now it's like, okay, I'm here now. So what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like me doing the work, 9 times out of 10, it's always gonna be stuff we don't wanna do, like here and there, but 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna say 8 times out of 10. I'ma enjoy the work, or I know it's for something bigger than just this little task.
Yeah, like so you'll be willing to do the work regardless. Because
it's for this and that. So it's more mental. So I'm not tiring myself out because I gotta work. I gotta write. I gotta record. It's more of a what's next, and in order to effectively know what's next or conquer whatever is next, we have to know ourselves, because we all doing music, but we all have different strengths. So if you made it to the next level already, I can ask you for assistance, but everything that you did will only get me to where you are. Mm. You are there because you're supposed to be there. I'm not there because I'm supposed to be somewhere else. Yeah. I mean, I can use what you, I can listen to you, take what applies and use it for me. Or same with you, I can listen to you, take what applies and then use it for me to get to where I'm going. But essentially I have to know what I am. What am I missing, or what do I need to do? Or me as a person, know my strengths. Mm-hmm. How can I make this the easiest transition from here to what's next? That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think slightly going back to the chess example, because I like that, it is you playing yourself, but then I think once you get out of you battling yourself, right, now it's like, what is it like you operating with your gift in competition or in conjunction with somebody else operating with their gift? Because it's like, before it was like, I'm playing, and it's like, I'm not even acknowledging that there's another person on the other end of this, right? I'm not even acknowledging. Maybe you're seeing what you would do, but it's like, all right, cool, I know what I would do. Now that I know what I would do, what would I do if I wasn't me? And it's like, okay, now you can almost, because you know yourself, you can kind of step outside of yourself, and now you're like, again, forcing you to know yourself more, which is still the same, I think the same, idea that we're talking about, but just like the more you operate in your gift, you get a chance to meet other people who are operating in their gift, and it's like they end up being a mirror, but they also end up showing you stuff about yourself, about people that you weren't able to see had you not started playing.
Yeah, and about the game in general. Mm-hmm. Because everybody look at stuff from a different lens, different angle, so they might do stuff. And it might make the process way easier. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, wow, I never thought to do it like this. And then you might do something completely different. And it was like, oh, that's all you do? Mm-hmm. Well, that's fire. Like, and then at this point now, we helping each other out.
Yeah. And I think it's cool because, like, as you go, like, we all needed the transitional period of unlearning to relearn, only because now when you go out into the world and do whatever you're trying to do, you're like, what you have now that you didn't have before is perspective, right? Because you have the perspective of everything that you've went through to get here. So when you're like speaking to the world from whatever medium you're creating from, you're doing, you're working from, whatever it is, like, it's unique because you were like, hey, we're all watching the game in the crowd, and it's like, all right, I saw it from this angle, and you're like, hey, I saw it from here. It was like he did this with the ball, he kicked it this way, and it was like, he was like, nah, but actually from here it actually looked like this. And it's like, now we have a way broader picture, because before we only had our seat. And I think that's why it's like, it's super important to operate in your gift, because then like you're giving the world a view of like your seat in life, but when you hear other people doing it, you get a chance to see what their seat is like. It's like, oh snap, that seat is kind of like, all right, you're kind of seeing what I'm seeing, or you're seeing something totally different. And I would have never saw that had you not mentioned that this is what you do and this is how you do it. So I think it's just super important, I think, to operate in your gift so that the world gets a better picture of what we're actually what we're actually playing, what we're actually doing.
Authentically operate in your gift.
Yeah, and I think that just goes back to knowing your true self, like knowing who you are. Like, because I can't fully operate in my gift if I don't even, like, you got to know yourself to know what your gifts are so that you could tap in with yourself. And even just seeing how they apply in other situations outside of what may look like the stereotypical way to use your gift. Because it's not always going to look, most times it's not going to look like how everybody else is using their gift. And then, like, for me, it's like, I've been learning to be okay with that. But I've also been learning, like, what I am, like, what ways I want to use my gift. Like, what ways works for me and stuff like that. And I think that that all, you know, goes into knowing yourself, learning yourself. And also just trying new things and stuff.
Yeah. And again, it all goes together. Like, I think we needed the transitional period because, like, without it, you don't get the chance to, like, whatever you went through, whether it's like, hey, I worked at a bank. Hey, I took classes in architecture, but I really wanted to be a stand-up comedian, whatever it is. Like, like, all of it, but not all of it helps, right? Because it's like that person who's like, hey, I was going for architecture, but I wanted to be a comedian. It's like, it helped broaden their perspective. Maybe mm-hmm. they're looking at things totally different. Or on the flip side, maybe it was a comedian that went into architecture, and he's like, hey, look, like, this is, for whatever reason, this is just like telling jokes. I have no idea why this makes sense to me. And it's like they discover something new because mm-hmm. they went through the roadmap. So whatever it is that, like, we went through, it all connects, and it gives you a different viewpoint. You just be like, oh, snap, this is, like, I see the world like this because this is what happened to me. And mm-hmm. trauma, happiness, trauma. But joke.
I think that also goes with being okay, like I said, like, being okay with using your gifts differently, because you using comedy for architecture, like, or vice versa, that's not something that people would typically see or typically understand. But if you are solid in knowing who you are and what your goal is and what you're working toward, then whatever you're able to do, because you might be a genius in both fields, but people don't necessarily understand how they go together. But it's okay, like, being okay with not explaining everything to everybody, because you don't have to. You are you. But also being okay with, all right, I don't know why this works, but it works, and this is what I like. This is how I like to do it and stuff like that. So it's just, I don't know, the way that everything is connected, I think throughout our lives and throughout the world and stuff like that, is very cool, but also I feel like it's very purposeful and intentional in ways that we don't fully understand, but it's what makes each of us unique.
And I feel like confidence is, like, a major part in knowing yourself and being able to embrace everything that you went through, everything that you learned, to apply it to whatever it is, like, in this moment or whatever moment.
Yeah, I feel like without confidence, because I'm realizing, like, I'm just now really getting the confidence that I thought I would already have.
Me too. I knew it, but it wasn't, like, an outwardly, not even trying to be, like arrogant or boastful or anything, but it's like, it wasn't like an outwardly, like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Timothy.
Yeah, and learning that and feeling it and appreciating it is very different going into things, and whether it be accepting like things, jobs, tasks, whatever, or it be just doing stuff or working with people, like, in me knowing who I am and being confident in that person is definitely changed my perspective on things, and it's helping me to really hone in on, I guess, what's important to me or what I want things to look like. And I didn't know that I didn't, like, people talk about confidence, but I feel like I didn't know the impact of being outwardly confident, you know?
Mm-hmm. I feel like you might not be, it might be harder to see it if you've always been like that. So now you're able to see the difference now. Like, okay, when I wasn't as confident, it showed. Like, even when you were singing, mm-hmm. that performance, when I tell you, I still be from the jump. Y'all know y'all know where to sing with me. Not missing a beat. Yeah. They be singing loud and off key, but they singing. Like, and I'm like, yeah, there we go. There we go. And then the next time after that, even when you messed up, Shakoya shut them down.
Yeah, it's different. It changes things. It feels different. But it's because, like, I don't know. Being confident in yourself, I don't know. I feel like it's so underrated. Like, I feel like people talk about it, but I feel like it's so underrated because it not only shifts your perspective on the things that you do, it shifts your experience on whatever, like, even if I just messed up, it shifted my experience so that I'm not just harping on what I did wrong because nobody else knew that I messed up besides y'all two and me. It shifted my experience to be like, to still appreciate that I was able to do well in that moment. That I was able to still get my practice in. That I was able to still, you know, all right, this was a small hiccup, but when I really needed to perform the song at the wedding, I did what I needed to do. So it's just like, it shifts your mindset, it shifts your experience, but it also, I don't know, make things a little bit more fun.
It also shifts everybody else's experience and
in relation to you. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But I mean, that's because, like, you're different in the space when you're confident versus when you're not. So like, before you may have been like a bystander, now you're an active participant in whatever you're trying to do. So I think confidence is super important, but I also think the reason why, like, most of us have, like, most people get confidence is from, like, the doing, and it's also from, because, I mean, there is confidence in who you are, but I think it's confidence in who you are is, like, the confidence that you have to have when you trust yourself to do what you said you
were going
to
do. Yes, that's what it is.
Because until you do what you said you were going to do, you don't know. And it's like, I can't be confident in what I don't know yet. And that's the part that's, like, when I started understanding that, it's like, oh, okay, like, I wasn't as confident because, like, I don't know. Like, I have a thought that I might be able to do this, but I don't know. And because I don't know, I'm moving like I don't know. And it's like, once I know, and again, when it comes to, like, knowing yourself, once you know yourself, until you show the shelf that you can do whatever it is you do, you can do, you don't have the confidence in it. So it's like, it changes how you operate.
It's just like I don't know, I feel like we talked about this a few podcasts back, I don't know, but like trusting yourself to make the right decision, it's like, I feel like they go hand in hand, because if you keep deeming yourself as like a bad decision maker, or every time you make a decision you're second guessing yourself rather than just trusting yourself, I feel like it wasn't until I processed it, like, okay, you've been making these decisions for 28 years. Like, 28 years, you've made good decisions. Like, you... Yeah. Shut up. You older than me. But you've been making good decisions for this long. So why are you still doubting your ability to make a good decision? Same thing with singing. You have been singing for this long. Granted, I needed to start practicing again. Like, I definitely needed to start practicing again, but you've been doing this thing for so long. Why are you still doubting yourself? So even trusting yourself when talking to yourself to be like, what, why are you still, like, okay, let's assess. Let's go back in the database. Let's assess what we've been doing. Like, that confidence, it definitely, it changes things. It impacts in a a positive way. In my experience, yeah. I don't know about y'all.
I completely agree. It's funny. I learned that like that subtle thing from when I talked to you guys about this all the time. I was playing video games one day and I was like, I was losing to one of my boys a lot in this one video game, and it used to piss me off because I was like, I never knew exactly what he was going to do, and I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong. And then I ended up playing a lot more. And then after a while, I ended up playing somebody who was playing the exact same character that he usually plays. I was like, oh, cool, let me just see. And then once I figured out, all right, how does this work, and I played enough times, it took away some of the, like, one, I didn't have to think about what am I going to do in this scenario, what am I going to do in this, like, a part of me was able to kind of like muscle memory it up. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing was, because I've done it so much, like now I'm having, I don't have to question whether or not, hey, can I land this move? Can I do this thing? Can I blah, blah? It's like, nah, all right, cool. I'm just going to do this. And it's like, now, I was talking about that earlier. Now I'm watching as opposed to like, I'm sitting there the whole time like, dang, what am I going to do? I got to make sure I do this. I got to make sure I do this. Like, nah, I'm actively in the game. So, like, in the example of you, like, going up and saying the difference before, it might be like, ah, am I going to sing the right? I don't know. I got to make sure I sing the right note. Did I like this part? Did I not like this part? Now you're going up there like, I know y'all know the words, but now you can be active in the environment as opposed to just being internal. Because, like, then now you're fully engaged in whatever's going on because, hey, I'm singing. I see you like this part. I'm gonna do this part again because I can tell you need to hear this part one more time. And before, you would have missed that person entirely. Mm-hmm. So it's like now I think the importance of, like, having the confidence, like, lets you be a part of the environment way more and lets you be more in it. And, yeah, it's just, it all goes hand in hand with you, like, using your gift. And I think you using your gift gives you more confidence. Because, mm-hmm. like, why do we do the things that don't bring it, like, make us feel confident?
It's all a part of the plan. Like, what I've recently come to, like, really realize and understand was that you have to have a vision for your life. Like, if you don't have a vision for your own life, somebody else is going to give you a vision. Like, mm-hmm. they're going to say, hey, I need... They, like, mm-hmm. they're going to make you a part of their vision, like, mm-hmm. for their life. So you essentially... Your vision will become growing their vision, mm-hmm. or making their vision a reality.
Yeah. And I feel like depending on what your own vision is, like... that may not be a bad thing, mm-hmm. but you should still have your own vision. Like, it should still be aligned with, like, because...
If it's aligned with what your vision is, mm-hmm. now you have, like, it's like, okay, I understand.
But yeah.
If it's just like...
You're just doing it just because you don't have no vision for yourself, then, you know? I mean, and I feel like we, as a society, that's just... Like, they don't always, I don't know. I feel like in the U.S., because I don't live outside of the U.S., so I don't know how other societies operate. But from a young age, we are, from school and all that stuff, we're put in these spaces to work towards somebody else's vision. We're not taught to start thinking about our own visions and stuff like that. So then, and then outside of school, you know, most of our parents have to work and stuff like that. So they may be... telling you to, you know, dream big, blah, 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 but may not have the tools to fully help nurture whatever your vision is at that time. So then we start to lose sight of that. And then we start hearing, oh, you got to get you a good job. You got to da, 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 da. So then you start losing more sight of, like, what you wanted to do, what your vision may have been. So then it's just a matter of taking the time to just sit down and think about, maybe, what is your vision? Is my vision the same that I thought it was in the past? Like, is it something new? Maybe your vision was to work for somebody, but then as you were working for somebody, you decided you didn't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that needs to be normalized.
Thinking for ourselves, the most powerful thing that we could do, but also not thinking for yourself is looked at as safe.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, and sometimes people, and sometimes, I mean, like, if you, if you don't want to live outside of your comfort zone and you like the safety and security of working towards somebody else's vision, even if you don't care about it, then I mean, that's your prerogative. But also, like, if you do want to do other things, I think we also, right now, it's very trendy to just become an entrepreneur or get all these side hustles and blah, 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 versus, like, versus, like, actually figuring out what you want to do, or maybe trying things out slowly but surely. Like, they be like, oh, quit your job, sell everything you have, and just do this. And it's like, okay, that may have worked for them, but that might not be what you're supposed to be doing. Like, that may not be a part of what your actual vision is. But I don't know, I guess the gradual build to whatever your vision is also an option. So I think that some people, when they get scared by thinking about whatever extra, like, other goals and dreams they might have, it's because a lot of it is, it might be attached to the stigma of, in order to follow your dreams, you gotta just do something drastic and blah, 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 when it might not be that type of situation. Yeah, it might be, but it might not.
The last chapter of the 12-week year, they was talking about shrinking your vision. Well, shrinking the thinking around your vision. Mm-hmm. So if you feel like your vision or whatever you want to do is, it takes so much to do or is so grandiose that it becomes overwhelming and it leads you to, it, like, it creates failure to action.
That's actually what I read in Flow. They were talking about, they talked about challenges, how to kind of get into the flow state. I mean, clearly everything is connected to everything else, but they were saying the reason why you have to have, like, a task that's just above your, like, just out of reach, or, like, something that challenges you, like, more than normal, because if it's too big, it's gonna discourage you from even wanting to try. So the example they used was, like, if it was somebody who's, like, in, like, 21, 19, whatever, if their goal is to do something that's, like, so astronomical, and it's like they can't in themselves imagine it, they're not gonna do it. It'll discourage them. So that's why you need to make sure you have it, like, where it's like you're stretching, but it's not like a dang, I'll never get, like, mm-hmm. you know. But I also want to say, in regards to the, like, the vision, I also think it's important to, like, know what your vision, because your vision can fall in line with building somebody else's vision,
right? Well, yeah.
Like, your vision could be like, hey, I want to work at Pixar.
Yeah,
like that could go in, as long as that goes in, like, with your vision for your life, like, hey, I'm going to work at Pixar, I'm going to design this character, and it's like, if that's what Pixar, if that also aligns with Pixar, then you guys are in this, yeah, in alignment, and that works perfectly.
Yeah,
so it doesn't have to be on the entrepreneurial, like, yeah. just because you're building your vision doesn't mean that you're building somebody else's vision, doesn't mean that you're not building yours. But I think you should always
have your vision in mind
and put that first, because you guys can pursue it.
Yeah, so then you can move purposefully. But I was going to say, your vision might be to be a virtual assistant.
And that's fine.
And that is okay. But, like, just recognizing that this is still operating within your vision is very important. Like,
all right, your vision is to be a virtual assistant.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have that vision, somebody could just be like, you operating out of, oh, I gotta pay for this, and this, mm-hmm. and you just gonna take the
job, yeah, and just be like, well, you know, they said you can make money
welcome
doing this.
Burger, home on the good burger.
And you might hate it. So, like, it's like, if you're operating within your vision in whatever capacity you feel like is right for you, then, you know, you go ahead and at least try it, because you might try it and be like, oh, this ain't what I thought it was, let me move on to something else. But you could still, or you could pivot, you could shift your vision. Like, it's not, yeah, you know?
It's like, in my head, I imagine, like, somebody walking, and then, like, all right, if the person walking is like, I'm trying to go from here, I'm trying to go from here to Texas. Let's just hypothetically. And it's like, all right, if you know you're trying to go from here to Texas, and somebody, and, like, let's say the person walking, like, people keep coming over and just slightly pushing them, just keep moving them. It's like, if you don't know where you're going, you're going to end up wherever.
Kids.
Yeah, but it's like, but if you know where you're going, it's like, all right, push me. It's like, cool. It pushed me a little too far to the right. Let me go.
Yeah.
Let me take two steps to the other direction. So it's like having the compass, having like the space where you're, the aim and focus where you're going, so that when things try to push you, it's like, even if it does, because sometimes the push is necessary. Sometimes like I was going this way, but I wasn't gonna get there in the same way that I.
Yeah, it was something in the street.
Yeah, maybe I did need to take a detour. Maybe this was a fast, not a faster route, but maybe this took me to a route that was more beneficial for me. But you still have to know where you're going.
Where you're going, yeah. Or even like still using the Texas example, you might be like, all right, my vision is to get to Texas. Either I'm a walk. Your thought might be, I'm a walk at first. And then you look on Google and you see how far Texas is. Then you're like, all right, I'm going to just drive. I'm going to rent a car. I'm going to drive. And then you see how much the rental car is, plus the gas, plus how far Texas is still. And then you're like, all right, I'm going to just fly. And then you fly. Like, it's still a different way of getting there, but you can still get there.
But then even still, right, again, using your example, let's say you decided to drive. If every time if you're like, I'm going to Texas, and then it's like you're driving, and you're not there, if you don't keep a clear picture of where you're going, you're driving, and it's like, oh, I just saw somebody in the road, let me help them. And they're like, hey, can you actually drop me off in Kansas City? And it's like, cool, all right, let me, boom. And you're doing a whole bunch of side.
Yeah, right.
It's like, New York.
Yeah, and it's like, but no, you drop him off, you're in Kansas City, somebody else is like, yo, I've been needing somebody. And it's like, you're driving everywhere else. And it's like, you're doing a bunch of side quests. This is a side, you're doing all the side missions. Do the main story.
Right. That was my life. I feel like that was my life. Once I lost my way, forgot who I was. And I'm back.
Yeah, I feel like life is full of a lot of side quests, and sometimes they're beneficial. Like, sometimes you get a prize for doing it. You might level up a little bit for doing it. Your character might get a new outfit, like, you know, might unlock something new. But then there be side missions, side quests that just be, like, you just in story mode running around the town because you just didn't want to do nothing today. Like, so, I mean, they can be beneficial, but I feel like life is full of them. We just got to use our discernment and decide, like, is this what I want to do? Is this worth my time? Will this be beneficial? Or do I just want to do it regardless of whether it'll be beneficial or not? Because sometimes, you know, you just want to do stuff. But, I mean, that goes back to still having a clear vision. It's like, is this side quest going to completely derail what I was working toward? You may not know until you start doing it, but you just assess the situation.
And embrace your no. If you got a feeling,
say no.
It's fine, say no.
But also, if you start trying it out and like you don't like it, just change your mind. Just say no. Like, I mean, be careful, but say no. I don't know what y'all be doing out here.
Get back to the main story.
Right, focus on the main story.
You ain't gotta do every side quest before the story.
Honestly, because that be taking up a lot of time. I learned that the hard way. You don't need to do every side quest. You don't gotta help everybody, okay? Focus on, you know, on you. I mean, if you got kids and stuff, then, you know, focus on them too, but, you know, focus on you.
Not making your kids a side. It's not a kid.
Make them a part of the main story, okay? But yeah, do you guys have any final thoughts on who you want to be when you grow up? What you want to be when you grow up? Your vision? In conclusion, final question before I ask you guys your final thoughts. Is the current you proud of you?
Yeah. Absolutely. What? Amazing. That's long.
So comment below.
My current
me is very proud of me. Yeah. I'll be amazed every day. Like, every day.
It is. Are you not entertained?
But do you guys have any final thoughts on what we talked about today?
We
talked about a lot of things.
Regardless of vision, it's okay for your vision to change. 9 times out of 10, your vision will change as you grow. But It's essential, it's vital, critical to have a vision so you have an idea where you're going. That's all I got to say.
You?
Get back to that main story. That's all I got for you.
I was too serious.
Get back to that main story.
He like, you said everything, basically.
Yeah, that's what
I was just going to say, as you are learning and remembering your true self and operating in your gifts, remember to have confidence, remember to trust yourself, and also comment below and let us know if your current self is proud of you or if your past self will be proud of who you are now. Also, just comment below to say hi. If you guys have any topic ideas, be sure to email us at thegrayareapodcast@gmail.com. Also, do not forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend, a tell a friend, a tell a friend, a tell a friend. And if you want to watch this podcast live, if you want to watch our food review show,
Who Made This?
Or our, if you miss Breeze's lives and you want to see the Gray Area in the kitchen cooking, talking, chilling, and you want to see our show,
the race is done.
If you want to hear that, join the Patreon, okay? For the low, low price of $3 a month, you can watch our podcast live as well as get other exclusive content by us. It allows us to create more and higher quality content for you more frequently. And with that, I will say thank you for joining us. Thank you for everybody who is already a part of our Patreon and those who will be joining. We appreciate all of you guys, and we just want to grow with you. We just want to continue to grow with you guys. This is only the beginning, but we will see you guys next week. Bye!
Adios!
And the purpose of life is to live, so have fun with this thing called
get
life.
Get on my face! Get on my, get on my, get on my mind.
Exactly what I said.
Back to that main story.
Push the goddamn button.